Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kyle Brandt in studio, NFL Classic, after further review show from Vice. Tonight's episode, check it out on Vice. Going to relive the Bart Scott game. That's at 9 p.m. Also, you have something coming up with the Giants. October 8th, Phil Sims, Chris Mad Dog Russo join you to talk about Super Bowl 21 with the Giants win over John Elway and the Broncos. That's coming up October 8th, 9 p.m. as well. How was that sitting down with Doggy and Phil Sims?
That's incredible. I've met Phil before. I had never met Mad Dog before, ever. Meeting anybody over Zoom is weird. Meeting Mad Dog over Zoom is like this tornado you get pulled into because it's so much energy, so much volume. And I had an icebreaker ready. I was like, all right, Mad Dog, here we go. We're starting the show. Let me know. People want to know, are you popping a gummy before we start going? And he's like, oh, let me tell you, I don't have a gummy today. Like, he just go. And he has this, and then he turns around, has this incredible insight, this fascinating story about how the Phil Sims game in so many ways launched him and launched everything he has ever done with Mike in this building, because the 86 Mets were happening at the time and the Giants were happening and New York was having a moment. And he tells it much better than I am in the episode, but he's like, really, truly, this game is the reason I've been able to do and build what I've been able to build. It was awesome.
And unfortunately, Kyle, Jets and Giants fit. Maybe fortunately for you, because if we want to enjoy ourselves here, we got to watch the old days. The current days.
It's only week three. We're already going back to the old days.
yeah, that's the problem. Every year with these two teams, you can't even get to Halloween and have meaningful games. Let's start with the Jets, only because Justin Fields, today it came down. Aaron Glenn said he's going to be ruled out for week three with a concussion. What do you think of Aaron Glenn, and where are you at with just assessing the Jets year one here, new regime with Mugi and Aaron Glenn?
Well, I have a BA in Justin Fields as a Bears guy, and I've sat with him before in Chicago, and I've watched him. And when the Jets brought him in, I said, this is interesting. And you when you bring him in, you sort of say, well, really good athlete, you know, was winning games last year in Pittsburgh, like totally the anti-Rodgers, which is all true. This is all positive. But my BA has told me that in all the positives he has and all the apologists that may exist for Justin Fields, he almost never wins. Like his record as a starter is really horrible. Now, there's a lot of factors I understand, but he just doesn't win games. And so it's like, week one was the perfect example. Comes out, puts on a show. He's really athletic. He's throwing, and just the Jets lose. For whatever reason, the teams that he leads lose. So now he's out with the concussion, and you're just, Christ, like that already? It's frustrating. And so, I'm not a massive Justin Fields fan as a player. I think he's a good guy. I think he almost got killed on the field a couple times for the Bears, and what he will never do, Sal, he will never throw a mouth guard. He'll never call out a lineman. He is a really good guy. It just doesn't usually amount to wins.
Yeah, I like the temperament. I like the move with where the Jets are at. Unfortunately, I was saying this before the season, he just can't throw the football well enough to win. And then he goes out there and has that week one performance, which is encouraging. And maybe you want to think, oh, can he be a different quarterback? And then you watch week two and he's not. Now, unfortunately, not going to get to see him in week three. I wanted Pete Carroll because I thought that they needed experience. You know, a known commodity. Stop messing around. I was almost using a curse word there. Stop messing around with inexperience here. Now, okay. I happen to love Aaron Glenn, but still, it's a tough task. You're going against the history of the franchise, the media, being a rookie. What'd you think of the hiring of Aaron Glenn and belief in him maybe being the guy to get this thing turned around?
I see your point, Pete Carroll, and you know the Raiders did the same thing. They're like, we just tried an ex-player, and he was really cool, but didn't really work. So just get an adult in the room. Just bring someone who is an adult and can have a decent product on the field. And the Raiders, I know they lost this week, but it's going to be a decent product. I'll tell you what I don't care about in coaching hires. I could not give a damn that you used to play for that organization.
Right.
It means nothing to me. Look at so many of the great coaches. They have no connection to the organization. They just wound up there. And if it's like, did you take him because of some nostalgia itch that he used to play for the Jets that have anything to do with it? Because it shouldn't. I like the hire, I guess. I mean, you go defense twice in a row after Saleh. You go with a guy, again, with Saleh, who's never been a head coach. It seemed a little bit repeating itself. But I'll tell you, I did have respect for the way that Aaron Glenn handled Rodgers. And to hear Rodgers retell the story of, I flew there on my own dime. I sat down and I said to Aaron Glenn, you don't know me. You know what Aaron Glenn said back? Well, you don't know me. And then he cut Aaron Rodgers, who's never been cut in his life and never will be again. I thought that was kind of a cool, badass draw line in the sand move. Now, maybe his quarterback's not good and Rodgers would have been better, but it's over.
Are you a Rodgers fan?
A huge fan.
Yeah, me too. I like you. Have you met him before?
Yeah, many times. He and I have had a relationship through the media, but like, I think he's the best interview in sports, maybe all of sports. And listen, I know people get pissed off when I say this. He's the best quarterback I've ever seen. And now he's not the greatest, and it's not Brady. And I've never seen someone down-to-down play the game better than he has during his MVP seasons. It's just a complete master. I love watching him play.
Mobility, the ability to flick the ball down the field effortlessly. Like, I would say the same thing. The way I would always put it is into categories. Brady's the greatest winner that I've ever seen. Peyton was like the best pure quarterback reading a defense, dropping it in. Oh, here's the read. And Rodgers was just a combination. Now, this is pre-Mahomes in my mind. Rodgers was the best combination that I've seen, period. You could throw Mahomes in that conversation. Where would you put Mahomes? Even with you still say Rodgers at his peak better than what we've seen from Mahomes?
The early Mahomes, like the Tyreek era Mahomes, was unbelievable. That was so fun to watch. And it feels like it was 50 years ago watching the Chiefs now where everything they do is impossible. So, I mean, Mahomes is like, he put a pin in it. He's so young and we've never seen this talent. I'll tell you a story about Mahomes. We were on Good Morning Football, and I remember that draft class came out, and all of them came through as guests. All of the quarterback prospects in that draft class. So I think it's like Mitch Trubisky, DeShone Kizer from Notre Dame. DeShone Kizer came through, and all of us in the show were like, well, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's going to be president of the United States. Huge dude from Notre Dame. Strong, handsome, big handshake. Mahomes comes in. He's got that voice. His mom was with him. Like, there were some things that were like, this guy seems a little off. He left the table and we're like, I don't know about that guy. Texas Tech? What? And then like 20 seconds later, he was just eviscerating everybody he played and throwing behind the back passes. So we were way off. And, you know, Mahomes is the man. He's just scraping right now.
Would you ever do ayahuasca with Aaron Rodgers?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, if I was invited... I'm at that point now, Sal, where I'm like, I'm in my mid-40s, you know, I'm looking for stuff to fire us
get
up.
Get me out of the house.
I'm living in the cul-de-sac, you know, I go out on the corner, and some dad with his IPA and his banking vest and, you know, his Yeti cooler, and he says, wow, oh, really, you're going to Florida with your kids? I went to Florida, and it's like, I could use a little life right now. So if the offer is on the table, sure.
All right, how about the Giants? I saw that you were over there handing Scataboo that angry run scepter.
Yeah.
By the way, you got to be making good bank on those T-shirts, no? The
oh, God, from your lips to God's ears, please. Right? Everybody buy a damn shirt. I hate that I'm peddling T-shirts, guy, but they are pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, how many jobs do you need? And then you need the T-shirts on top of it, but no, they are cool. So you went out there and saw Scataboo, gave him the angry scepter. Where are you at with the Giants? Russell Wilson taking over right now before Jackson Dart. Trying to get Dable and maybe salvage that regime of Shane and Dable with Russ leading.
Well, first, I was so excited for Scataboo. He's just one of those guys that I put all the chips in. I'm like, he's going to be great. He's amazing. He's a folk hero. He's like everybody's. He was on your high school team in your locker room and listen to Pantera in the weight room. This is a great guy. And on his first touch in the NFL, he ran over like three different guys. I was so happy. So we give the angry run set.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
After whoever has the angriest run of the week, go to the Giants facility. I got invited by the Giants. Incredibly cordial, incredibly hospitable people. I give the scepter to Scataboo, who's amazing. I'm like, this is so cool you did this. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to do another one next week. Like, he was a little cocky. Scataboo's got that
in
him.
I saw the video, yeah.
Yeah, like he believes in himself. And then I get a tap on the shoulder in the middle of all of it. And I'm surrounded by all these Giants employees and photographers and just really nice people. And I get a tap on the shoulder and I turn around and there's Russ. And he's going in the weight room. He's like, hey man, how you doing? Like big handshake, big hug, all that. Oh, what you got there? I'm like, oh, this is a scepter. And I don't think he knows what it was, but and it's fine. I was just surprised. And honestly, I was impressed because I, in many different points, have been a very, very, very vocal critic of Russell Wilson. And it's spilled out onto social media. And I have never met him before, but it's my job to talk about the players. And I've done so critically of Russell Wilson. And so either he was like messing with me and killing me with kindness, which I also kind of like,
good
or
move.
He was just blissfully ignorant and was just saying welcome. Either way, I respected how he handled it.
Now, why have you been a critic of his? Just dating back to Seattle or just Denver and Pittsburgh?
Denver. And honestly, like, Russell Wilson just played pretty much an incredible game. And like, I don't want to gratuitously dig up the past. Like, there was times in Denver where I had issues with what I thought was his awareness of his public image and his bolstering of it on purpose. And I thought there were teammates maybe didn't respect that, but that's redundant and that's years ago. And listen, he's two teams later now. And I'm sure you were watching that game too. Like, oh my God, Russell Wilson, this is amazing.
I've always thought, the Denver stuff is a huge story. Denver thought they were going to change everything and
make
it a
trade.
It was a disaster there every which possible way. But what he did in Seattle, I would always think that was, I know he won a Super Bowl, so how underappreciated could you be?
Yeah.
I thought that there were times watching him, even in the playoff years, dude, he was as good a deep thrower as I've ever seen. Obviously, you saw that come to fruition with the Giants to a ridiculous extent on Sunday, but I always thought he was underappreciated. Maybe the lack of awareness, a little bit, he's corny. I mean, I could say I'm probably not going to go in that locker room. He's not going to say anything to me, but he was a little corny at times. Hey, look, if it leads to wins, who cares? What would you do if you're the Giants with Jackson Dart? I don't know if you've met him.
I haven't.
Everybody wants Jackson Dart. It's not about Russell Wilson. It's just about getting to the future, the exciting potential future with Dart. What do you think of Jackson Dart?
I just think, I can't believe the restraint from Dable. It's so easy to break glass in case of emergency. Here's another funny story. Over the summer, my wife and I go to Citi Field because we're going to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll. We go to the concert. It's just fun, like a parents' night out, just two of us, no kids, no friends, anything. We go to Citi Field. We walk through the turnstiles. And within 5 seconds of passing the turnstiles, I physically bump into Brian Dable, who is there with his whole family, and they're having so much fun. He's like, I love Jelly. And then we start talking, and like I truly, truly love Dable. And for all the Giants fans or critics listening, think what you want of him as a coach. God, he is a rock solid guy. The second you're in the room with him, he makes you feel comfortable. He's awesome. And I'd had a few drinks. I don't know if he had, but like we were feeling it. And my takeaway from it was Dable. We talked a little football. He was so excited about Jackson Dart. Like just so excited. Like he was saying, Jackson, this and this and this. And I was like, all right, great. I know you loved him. You drafted him. So to that point, the fact that he didn't say, all right, 1 week, get out of here. Just pull the ripcord on Russ. And he made the right choice, and it was the right coaching choice. And now it's like, okay, I thought Russ was playing for his job in week two. I thought everything was on the table, including like a halftime benching, everything. Just, I didn't think they were going to go another game of that level of play. And then he just starts lighting it up. And I got to say, as far as the Giants right now, We were talking about this on Good Morning Football. You know, we do these wacky segments where we have whiteboards, and it's like one word to describe the Giants-Chiefs matchup. And my word was just opportunity. I know there's so much doom and gloom with the Giants and they're 0-2, but they have not only been bad the last few years. You know this. They're so miserable at home. And when you get those Giants fans to buy the tickets and get in the car and bring their kids and go to the stadium and they just get their clock cleaned at home, that really, really leaves scars. They have an opportunity at home on national TV to send the Chiefs to 0-3. And honestly, sadly, I think they're capable. I think they could win that game based a lot of what I've seen from the Chiefs and what I saw from the Giants' offense last. You telling me neighbors couldn't go nuts again against the Chiefs? I really think they can win that game. And, like, what a win. At home, national TV, we finally did something worth clapping about for our home fans. And for the first time in history, Patrick Mahomes is 0-3. My word's opportunity. I tend to look positive.
You really think? Because I felt that way a little bit yesterday. I went back and watched some more of the highlights or the key plays in the Eagles-Chiefs game. I know the Chiefs are 0-2.
What'd you see?
I don't think they're dead by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, no, I don't either. Yet,
but I think a lot of people, if they go 0-3 and losing to the Giants, like losing to the Chargers, losing to the Eagles, happens. Chargers are very good. Eagles Super Bowl champions, even if it's at home and it was a tight game. I don't think Dallas is that good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's sustainable with the Giants. No, I do know it's not sustainable with the Giants did on Sunday offensively. And it feels like we had Baldy on yesterday, who I respect his opinion. You're an NFL guy. I respect your opinion on it as well. It feels like a lot of people are saying, that's a winnable game for the Giants. And I'm just thinking, dude, this may be, we're walking into a potential disaster with the Chiefs having their awakening. You really think the Chiefs are going to walk out of MetLife Stadium 0-3?
It'd be crazy. It's crazy that they're 0-2. I don't care who they play. The Chiefs aren't supposed to go 0-2. And everyone's like, what's wrong with the Chiefs? You watch them on offense. Everything just looks so difficult. Like, Mahomes has to ad-lib and Sandlot to do anything. And look, you can get into the minutiae of it. They lost their top two receivers. They don't have a one. They don't have a two. They have the least talented backfield probably in the NFL. They have like a 30-something podcaster at tight end who is all heart, but like he's in his 13th season.
30-something
podcast. Gronk didn't even get to his 13th season. Look up Shannon Sharpe's numbers in his 13th season. It was career lows. Like Kelce is just a little piece. So I will still say that I don't care if the Chiefs start 0-7. I still won't give up. I still think they're going to be 10-7.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Either way, we're looking forward to the show tonight.
Thanks, man. 9 o'clock tonight.
Pleasure to meet you in person.
You're the best, Sal.
I got to look up that real world history and get refreshed on that. Appreciate you coming in. Make sure you check it out tonight on Vice NFL Classic. After further review, you got Kyle hanging out with Bart Scott and Method Man watching the can't wait game where the Jets beat the Patriots in a postseason game. And then October 8th, you got Phil Sims, Chris Russo. So join Kyle to revisit the Giants Super Bowl 21 win over John Elway and the Broncos. That is at 9 p.m. Eastern on Vice TV. Thank you very much, Kyle. We appreciate the time.
Great to see you, dude.
We'll come back, finish up with your calls, 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.